Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Just in case you think we humans rule the world, we're here to tell you it's really the microbes that are in charge.
These largely single-celled creatures are all around us and among the most abundant life forms on Earth. We've been able to harness the microbes' remarkable abilities for more than a millennium. We use them to make food such as beer and bread, and in industry to make chemicals.
That's all great, but microbes that are pathogens also give us disease, such as dental decay and intestinal disease. Up to 60% of all cancers may have a microbial origin, so they're definitely a Jekyll-Hyde dilemma for humans.
Recently, scientists made a surprising discovery that's a great example of this dilemma. Apparently, an industrial species of yeast, the Pichiae crudievzevii, used in sourdough bread, specialty beer, and chocolate, is the same as the pathogen Candida krusei, which causes yeast infections in humans.
For all these years, we didn't know because identifying yeast was challenging work. But now with genomic sequencing, it's become easier and more accurate.
When researchers sequenced 30 different strains of the two yeasts, they were greater than 99.5% genetically identical. So they are indeed the same microbe. The concern is they're both resistant to the antifungal fluconazole, which is the first-line defense against pathogenic yeast.
The other concern is that since it's used industrially, people are in contact with the yeast. We may need to protect workers from infections, especially people with compromised immune systems or blood disorders.
This unexpected discovery emphasizes the yin and yang of our relationship with the microbes.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.